You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Teenagers from across San Luis Obispo County will gather Friday evening to celebrate their love of poetry. The high school students have been memorizing and reciting poems in their classrooms with the aim of performing them in front of their peers. It's part of a nationwide Poetry Out Loud competition.
Ruben spun the van into an irrigation ditch. Spun the five-year-old me awake to immigration officers.
Paso Robles High School senior Carla Hernandez closes her eyes as she recites poetry outside a coffee shop.
Their batons already out, already looking for the soft spots on the body.
The poem is Bent to the Earth by Blas Manuel de Luna.
To my mother being dragged into a van. To my father trying to show them our green cards.
The 2006 poem tells the story of Mexican workers who are stopped by immigration officials, some beaten, some deported, and the rest returned to working in the fields.
It's in the eyes of a five-year-old kind of thing, like a flashback. It shocks me and it kind of makes me want to cry when I read it, because how can someone just do all of that violence in front of a five-year-old?
Hernandez is the Paso Robles High School champion for Poetry Out Loud. It's a program aimed at helping students master public speaking skills and build self-confidence. They also learn about literary history and contemporary life.
You recite poetry of authors that have published it already. You are supposed to recite it perfectly and convey the emotions that the author meant to.
Winners will advance to regionals, then state. California's winner will get $200. Also, a trip to Washington, D.C. to perform at the national competition.
I am really nervous, extremely nervous. I'm not normally shy about it, about talking in public or anything. It's just the fact that I don't want to make such a emotional poem come out really bad.
Napomo High School senior Nathan Severance is also a little nervous. He doesn't typically rehearse with a reporter and a microphone in his face.
It's kind of a whole different thing. Just gotta get in the mood.
Severance's poem is about nervousness. It's titled Self-Inquiry Before the Job Interview by Gary Soto.
Did you sneeze? Yes, I rid myself of the imposter inside me. Did you iron your shirt? Yes, I used the steam of mother's hate. Did you wash your hands? Yes.
Severance was his school's poetry champion last year. This year he won again and will return to the county competition. He said it's important to find poems with themes you can connect with. In his case, nerves.
I found it very relatable and almost comical that somebody could take something as simple as that and make it into a beautiful poem.
Like Hernandez, Severance closes his eyes and looks off in the distance when he recites, taking on a character as he performs.
No matter how you do it, there's no way that it's going to be exactly like how someone else does it. It's you.
For Hernandez, poetry has been a new discovery. She credits her English teacher for introducing her to it. Hernandez is a dancer and recently applied to UC Davis for forensics and criminology. But she says she's still going to keep poetry as a hobby. She's even started writing her own.
Once in a while, especially when I feel something like a stronger emotion, whether I'm sad or happy, I kind of write it more.
Severance just got into Cal Poly and is waiting to hear if he's been accepted to the music program. He's been writing his own poetry as well. He shares a few lines.
I am no philosopher, but I at least deserve an explanation. I want to feast on knowledge's fruit, but can't, because I have braces.
The San Luis Obispo County Poetry Out Loud competition takes place Friday night at the MindBody headquarters at 7 p.m. The MC is San Luis Obispo Police Chief Deanna Cantrell, who is also a poet. That story on Monday during KCBX's weekly news magazine, Issues and Ideas. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.